What's up? How's everybody doing today? Let me see if I can get Justin in.
Yeah, I'm in LA now.
You are. So every guy traded in from the Jersey roots out to the sunny California. I'm jealous.
I mean, I'm actually moving back though.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm moving to Jersey or New York. Who knows? I'm definitely feeling like the East Coast is just better for me for now, you know?
Listen, there's nothing. Listen, the East Coast, New York is the capital of the world. I mean, I love Cali. At some point in my life, I'd like to get out there for sure. But, I mean, the East Coast and New York, it's where magic happens. Let me just kind of give everybody a little background on you for a second. So, Justin, shout out to Perez, Careless, and Antoine for bringing you in that day. This guy, I actually met him for the first time. His vocals are amazing, the lyrics. You've received praise from people like Nicki Minaj, Alicia Keys, Jermaine Dupri. You have a Grammy too, right?
Yeah.
Which song is the Grammy for?
Focus.
Focus, which was with her, right?
With her, the artist.
Yeah, I mean, you did that with, and it's an amazing song. You guys need to check him out. All of his music on Spotify, iTunes. A little background. I mean, you know, so you're self-taught, right? So you kind of got into this music game. I was looking a little bit, talk about it. I saw some stuff about going into the malls and doing something with Bluetooth. Talk about, because I think it's inspiring for artists now to see what people have to do to kind of pay their dues and get in. And I think it's impressive, and I think it's motivating. I think it's inspiring. So talk a little bit about that for everybody.
You know, when you don't have a lot, you get creative. You get very creative with how you can gain some exposure, how you can gain some relationships. You get creative with how you can just, yeah, like really expose yourself in a genuine way, you know? And for me, I think it was really big and really important for me to just be real and gain an organic following and have people that genuinely fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like the best way of doing that is by singing for them in their face, you know, like singing for them then and there, you know? And with that being said, you know, I just, it's not easy, but I did have the courage to go to any mall or any college. Honestly, I'd go into a student center, colleges that I wasn't even going to. Of girls and people and, you know, even teachers sometimes, you know, really just enjoying what I was doing. And really all I was doing was singing. I'd have my Bluetooth speaker, I'd play a beat, and I'd perform for everyone live. And I just really loved to do that. I loved to see people's reactions. You know, I love to see how people take to when I sing, you know, and it's just a great feeling.
You have a new EP that's out right now, right?
Yeah. Love Hurts, Volume 1. Hopefully a Volume 2 will not be coming out. Because love definitely hurts. yeah.
Where would you say your style? Because it's got a great vibe to it. It's definitely, you know, I think it makes women weak at the knees for sure. Where would you? I mean, your style is cool and unique. Where does your inspiration come from as an artist? And what artist influenced you?
I mean, honestly, I feel like more people around me and like influence me than rather other artists. You know, I appreciate and love all the legends that music has brought us, but I just see myself as a legend as well, and I love focusing on myself and worrying about what I'm going to create and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to make that other people are going to want to copy, you know? Mm-hmm. But as far as musically, like musical influences, like a lot of R&B soulful driven music, like I just love R&B and hip hop, you know? And I love the rock star lifestyle that comes with it, you know?
I see you, I watch your social media on Instagram and I see you posting some stuff right now, which I think is great because we're in this period of time when we all need to be helping each other. And I see you posting to your fans to recommend to you artists that they might know that are trying to come up in this game right now, yep. You know, to send them because you want to work and try to help elevate them and get them some exposure. Talk to me about that a little bit.
You know, at certain points in my career, I just felt stuck, you know, I did. And I've always felt like I've just needed guidance. I've needed proper guidance and proper, like, mentors. I've never really had a solid mentor that rode out with me to the end, you know? And it just sucks because I feel like, granted, I mean, I've been blessed with a lot of opportunities, but when I was younger, I was always curious as to why I wasn't famous yet. And it's really because I just didn't know of any platforms that I could be a part of that would expose my career and make my career bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? So, I just needed a me. And what I am right now, I really did need that for myself. And I just want to be that for other artists that are up and coming in the game. Because I know that if I expose my platform to, you know, these other up and coming artists, like, I don't know if you watched any of them, but, you know, like, some of these kids, you know, were, like, on the verge of tears and crying and, like, all they ever needed was just a chance to show people like that they're great, you know? And like, honestly, that's all I ever needed. All I ever needed was just a chance for people to listen to me because I knew I was great. But if no one can hear how great I am, like how is it gonna work? You know what I'm saying? So I decided to put together a live called For the Love of Music because I love music, which caters to up-and-coming artists that just need some exposure, and maybe this would be all they needed to be everything they wanted to be. Maybe not. But if I can expose my platform to other artists that can...
Oh, we're frozen. You're back.
Yeah, I just... quarantine and for music and for the love of music, I want to save music and I want to save music. Like, fuck the numbers. Fuck how many followers you have. Fuck how many plays you have. I don't care if you recorded a song in your basement. I don't care if you recorded the song in your bathroom. I'm going to take all that into consideration and I'm going to listen through all of it and I'm going to make sure that I make a great decision on working with these up-and-coming artists based off of their talent and solely their talent.
Dude, I'm saying, I don't think you probably can't hear it. I mean, I'm listening. We got your music playing in the background. I have it playing low so that I can hear you. Yeah. But, I mean, you're young, but you've got a sound that's beyond your years. I mean, you've got this sultry kind of vibe that's just, you sit there and it resonates. And I've been playing, as you know, as I prepare these sets, and I'm talking to my I tell people check out the music, and I sit there. I was even sitting there today, just kind of listening. I'm like, "Fuck, this guy is just really good. He's just really good." And I'm gonna be honest. I don't say that often. I don't, you know, because I'll hear a lot of stuff people will send my way, and I'm like, "You know, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right." And then I'll look at my wife. I'm like, "How do I tell him it's not that good? Can I be honest, or do I not be honest?" You know, and there's been some times I've been honest, and there's been some times where I've been like, yeah, it's okay. But you've got this sound, and I'm telling you, everybody 100% needs to go check out Justin Love and check out his music. Please, 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 I'm telling you.
I promise you guys, I sing from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of my feet. It comes from all the way down here.
Dude, you listen. I'll tell you this too. When you came in the office, and actually, and you know, I get criticized for this, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody right now. But artists will come in here and they'll put on tracks and they'll sing over their tracks. You came in here. You came prepared, dude. You had you sang. You had just the music, and you laid down the vocals that day. And I sat there, and I'm like, I like this guy. This fucking guy. Dude,
because
shit
you're a
was
musician,
good.
You're a true musician, like, and I feel like it's a language that we have that only we understand as musicians, you know. So, I mean, I felt your vibe, honestly, and I'm like, oh hell no, I gotta sing for this motherfucker. You feel me? Like, let me do it. Like, I could do it, you know. Like, and it, I mean, we had a great day that day, you know.
Had yeah, it was good. It was good. What do you I don't try to dwell too much on the COVID thing, but, you know, obviously we're all in this right now. So what is it you're working on right now? I mean, because, again, go back. You don't have any technical background in terms of instruction. You're all self-taught and everything, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Which is impressive in this day and age, too.
Singer, songwriter, producer. I can engineer myself. I can mix my vocals, but it's tedious work that I don't like to do. I love the creative aspect of it and creating the music and laying the vocals down and having the rest of the team handle everything else, you know?
Yeah. So what are you doing right now? Are you working on some new stuff? I know this EP just came out. I know there's a lot of artists that are kind of reaching out to you to kind of work together. I mean, what do you have in the works that you could maybe really talk about? Or
yeah, so I've been recording, but I've been purposely leaving verses open because of my For the Love of Music, I guess, show that I have going on, my live. And I mean, that the For the Love of Music is really like kind of like taking up a lot of my time right now, because I'm really diving into all the artists that tuned into the live and all the artists that joined my live. And I'm going through their profiles and I'm studying them and I'm trying to see if, you know, like, listen, some people are great at what they do, but some people only want it for the moment, you know? And It's really important to know and understand and believe that this person is in it for the long haul, you know? And that's really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for artists that look like they want this bad, you know? That this is what they got. They love music. And if they did have the platform that I have, eventually, which I promise a lot of them will, you know, I hope they do the same thing I'm doing, you know, because I don't have to really open my platform for other artists to gain exposure, because honestly, shit, I need some exposure, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like yeah, my live that I've been working on is like really taking up a lot of my quarantine time. And other than that, I've just been making sure that I'm eating healthy and taking my vitamins and drinking a lot of water, you know, and as many vegetables and fruits as possible. Keep it as citrusy as possible, you know. So,
you're better than me, man, because I feel like I've been drinking every fucking day. It's wine, it's beer, it's Patron, it's
like everybody's been drinking every day. Oh shit!
Beer, shots. You know, it's crazy. Listen, it's this music, the clothing, it's you know, we can look at it, and we had a great interview with Redman the other day, right? He's talking about for all the younger people coming in, and right, it's not so much the destination, it's the journey and what we put into it. It's hard work, and you know, for everybody that's out there that's trying to get into this industry, whether it's anything creative, whether it's music, whether it's clothing, it's you got to be able to put in that time, and it's clear that you have a passion. And you know, I know you heard, I heard you say, you know, why aren't I famous yet? I don't think, and I don't know you as that well. We've hung out. I don't think you did it to be famous. I think you did it because you have a passion.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of the keys. I mean, you've got a driving sense inside of you that you're doing it for the passion, and you're talented, and you know, and the other stuff comes, but without that, what's in here? It doesn't happen, and dude, you've definitely got it. I ask every artist this too, at the kind of toward the end of the, you know, you got some cult, you're rocking some cult. What is it about the cult brand that you like?
Oh man, I told you this. I mean, it reminds me a lot of what I paint and stuff. You know, when we were together, like I even painted on the jacket that you gave me. You know, like, and I came out fire, like. I should go in the car and get that really quick.
You should go in the car and get that. I would love to see that. I'm looking at this roof that you got, right? What is this, somebody's back? Is this your backyard or whatnot? You get this whole
office. Yeah,
so fucking jealous right now. All these people out in Cali.
Oh, it's beautiful out here.
I'm so jealous. It's like, yeah, look, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's son of a bitch.
Let me get
you know, we're overcast. One day it's 50. You might want to really think long and hard about staying in Cali if you get this Jersey New York thing.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
So I only did the back.
Uh-huh.
I need the back. Set it up right. So for those of you, I guess, who just tuned in, I'm showing off the jacket.
Oh, shit.
So it says, kill the hate. No need for that shit. Right here, I mean, I have this logo
hot,
that
dude.
I made. And you know, it means fuck the code, really. Like,
it's crazy,
you know,
yeah.
Anything that puts us in a box, like, fuck it. Like, it's the cult of individual. You know?
Damn. You need to, when we hang up, I want you to take a picture of that and send that to me. Yeah, you're breaking up
you.
A little bit. Dude, this shit's hot. I want you to take a picture of that for me and send that to me after. I want to post that.
I got you. I might have better service right here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Dude, that shit's hot.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I might have to just hold it in my hand. All right, cool. Let me sing for the people really quick. We got a few viewers in here. I hear
go ahead, man. I'd love to. Make sure you got that. Get close. All right, go ahead, man. Do it. Give a little.
I've been running away for a long time. I've been running away. I've been running away for a long time. Away. I've been ghost. Now let me know what you take it. I'm starting to die. I could be a bad man. I messed the words up. I fucked up. Oh, shit. I mean, it happens, man. I create a lot of music. I make a lot of songs. And I confuse words a lot. My fucking memory sucks. I've been drinking every
day. See, but here's the thing. Nobody fucking knows. I know. You know, I only do the whole cover band shit. So we're doing cover songs, and I'll be up on stage and I'll fucking be singing. I'm like, oh yeah, I fucked up. Nobody knows really, but you. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Nobody's really catching. They get caught up in the mood and whatnot. And I'll sit back. I'll go to my wife. I'm like, did you catch that? She's like, yeah, I caught that. I'm like, there goes my theory that nobody else caught it but me.
Upset. I used to get upset every time I fucked up, you know, but I don't get mad anymore. I mean, shit happens. I'll just start all over again if that's the case. But I feel like the people get the point. I appreciated you. You're great, my brother. I really do appreciate you and what you're doing for quarantine as well, you know. All these discount codes, and I heard you're also doing a shopping spree?
Yeah, shopping spree. So everybody, whoever, we have all the artists on, so everybody has to go and download one song from the artists that are coming on, screenshot it, DM us that they downloaded the song, so we're driving people to your platform. At the end, there's a $1,000 shopping spree for the winner. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm sure everybody here in the comments really appreciates you and all of my fans. I mean, shit. Everybody, I want everybody to go follow Cult of Individuality. Their clothes are super fire and real. How about that?
Dude, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Listen, be well out there. Enjoy that nice weather. And listen, if I were you, I'd stay out there. But if you don't, fucking come back here so we can hang out, dude.
I got you. I'm going to pull up on you when I'm back.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you so much.
Sure. Take care.
Be well, brother. Later. Oh, Gavin's in here already. What's up, Gavin? Should I pull Gavin in? Because I don't see a fucking pull Gavin in. Huh? But I was waiting for Joe was supposed to be coming in. Where's Joe at?
Let the music play.
All right.
Do the shot.
Joe, where are you, dude?
Do the shot.
Joe, I got Gavin coming in a little bit from Bush. But Joe, you're supposed to be hitting me up right now. Hit me up, man. Crank that music from the band Dead. Let me see it. Crank it up. He's in? Joe, where are you? Send me a request. I don't have the request, Joe. Send it, brother. I'm going to do a shot while I wait for it. Send it, Joe. There we go. There we go. Cheers, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you, bro?
I'm fucking good, man. So I'd like to give everybody a little background here because we have such a diverse audience.
Right.
So this is Joe Catella he's a front man from the band Dead, who I guess I got introduced to you through Kyle, right? Your bass player. And I'm not even sure who Kyle, well, I think Kyle might have, were you guys on tour with Memphis Mayfire at some point, or did it come through Maddie?
I think it was through maybe the Beartooth guys.
Beartooth. I mean, it might have been through Beartooth. Yeah, man. So these guys, man, you guys exploded onto the scene in what, 2017?
Yeah, that's when
2017 was your first song that I heard. You know, all my music comes through, and I love fucking Jose and everybody at Octane exposed me to the new music. But your Misanthrope album came out. Anti Everything was the first song that I heard,
right?
And I'm like, oh shit! I like these guys. I like these guys. So for me, I'm always proud when the music that I listen to and the artists that I listen to actually, you know, wear the product and are out there doing the thing. It makes me feel good. So I'm, you know, thanks for coming on. I know you guys. You just released a new song, which I think my wife Kristen was just playing, A Mannequin Idol, which is dope as shit. Talk to me a little about what's going on with you guys. I mean, you're originally from Arizona. We talked about this. You're living in Albany now.
Upstate, right, yeah.
Yeah, Albany, upstate New York, going from the nice warm weather to Cali. All right, so talk to me, dude. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, man. I mean, right now we're just in quarantine like everybody else. But, yeah, we just released a new single, a new video for A Mannequin Idol. And it's been dope. We got like a million views on it in like a week and a half.
Dude, 1 million on YouTube. Everybody go check that shit out. The The video's fire.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah, we did that with Mark Classfield, who's done like fucking Jay-Z and Katy Perry and Alien Ant Farm, all kinds of different stuff. So he was amazing to work with. It was killer. And, you know, Dead, like, we align with you really well. Like, you talk about anti-everything. To me, that's a song about being yourself and not being a part of, no, nothing else can define you except for yourself. And that's perfect for Cult of Individuality, man. And when we got linked up and everything like that, like, it worked really well. So yeah, man, like, you know, we just released that song and another song called Eyes Sewn Shut. And we just got those two songs out with a new album coming on the way. We just got to figure out how to release it now because of the way everything is. But that's like number one talk right now, is figuring out, you know, how to do this stuff with you know, all the new scenario we're in.
You guys, you know, it's I've been blessed to have a bunch of bands that I've become friends with that have kind of come onto the scene and made an impact really quick. I mean, yourself, you know, some of the guys of Bad Wolves and whatnot.
Yeah.
How did you, how did you get into this music thing, and how did the band kind of come together?
Well, I've been playing in bands since I was real young. So, I mean, it's been like 15, 20 years of being in all kinds of different bands. But, you know, like, just like anybody else, you know, you get a guitar, you start your first, like, kind of like, you know, punk band in your garage. In Arizona, it was 120 degrees out. We're practicing in the garage with the door shut, you know, that kind of thing. And so, I mean, and then since then, you know, just build. And we were all in different bands. Our drummer, Matt, and I were in a band together. We've been in bands together for like 12 years. Different bands, like hardcore bands and rock and all kinds of different stuff. And so Dead came together and we just recorded it for fun. This is like the first band we did where there was no idea of like trying to do anything. And it popped off like the most of anything we've ever done. And so it's so funny to not put those boundaries on ourselves and to not do anything, you know, just to just try. We're just trying to be heavy and aggressive and,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. And so just like that, you know, it's just.
Dude, you're, I mean, I, you know, I pay attention to everything. And it's from, and we live in this day and age where we don't have albums and records that we can open up, but you guys are from your presentation, your music videos, your logo, the whole fucking thing, whoever's doing that stuff is really fucking good. Because the shit's talented just with the way you guys play with your logo. I'm liking the whole thing, your whole look that you got going right now too, with that big burly fur kind of coat and that, you know, fashion's definitely, you guys are kind of playing that shit off really well right now too, dude.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, just, you know, the first, when we first started, we all wore like black straight jacket things. And then we were doing like our eyes were all whited out. And, you know, there's always just some sort of like change up, you know, whatever. And this album, yeah, we're on that different, that kind of post-apocalyptic kind of vibe right now. You know, right now I'm just chilling, but, you know, like when we're doing our thing, we crawl out of the gutter, crawl out of the fire to get up there and do it. And it feels good, man, to get that aesthetic going with it. Like, it's like you're in character. It's like it draws more from you, you know. And that was something that when I was younger, kind of being more punk rock, I wasn't into that. I wasn't into Kiss. I wasn't into, like, that stuff where people dressed up. I thought it was a little cheese. But now, you know, as I've grown and whatever, I've seen how it's powerful. I've seen, like, how it can be powerful for Slipknot or for, you know, whoever, Alice Cooper, whoever it is, you know what I mean, Manson.
Yeah.
And very powerful if you do it in the right way, in a way that's true to yourself, you know. So we found that way to do that.
I was going to ask you, you know, who were your influences, but before you answer that question, I think no matter how you package, if the core is not good, if the music's not good and the artistry's not good, you can dress up and package it, but you guys have got a great product, yeah. Right? So I mean, the other stuff just, you know, intensifies it, but you know, without that core, without who you guys are, is there's, I mean, we can, you, it's fluff, right? So you'll be here today and then gone tomorrow, but you guys got a little something going on.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's important, you know, and I talked to my love Maria about it a lot. They do a lot of, in this moment, they do a lot of that kind of stuff too. And you really have to have both. You can't just look cool and sound like crap. You can't sound amazing and then, you know, wear a Billabong shirt on stage with flip flops. You know what I mean? Like, you really got to ride the line, and it's got to feel authentic and true, you know, and you know, they're a perfect example of a band that really has a beautiful aesthetic, and she's,
yeah,
you know, she's amazing, and, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, there's just, you know, you got to find what's true to you, and as long as it's true to you and it's a true expression, it will be honest and it will be visceral and it will work, you know, I think so.
I've never met her. I've met friends with Randy, yeah, in the band, and I've met him through mutual people, and he and I just kind of keep connecting every year at the Dime Bash that Jose does, every year out in L.A., which is insane. You guys need to get it. You guys need to get in there and do a little something.
I was going to do it last year. I just couldn't. The schedule didn't work.
This shit is unbelievable. So we were talking, you and I were talking a little bit. I mean, what are you guys planning? I mean, how's this going to work out in terms of the music and releasing? And it's such a challenging time for artists and bands right now that can't go out and tour and promote their music. So, I mean, how are you guys kind of going through this thing and developing?
You know, just hanging, doing a lot of press, I guess, but then doing hangs like this with people like yourself, or like, you know, podcasts, doing like live acoustic performances. Like, I've never done that before. I play guitar and I sing and stuff, and I write songs like that, and I write, you know, I'll write for other bands and stuff, but I've never done it with Dead, like play acoustic in front of people, and it's only on the phone. So
I started to think about that. I'm like, fuck, I wanted to do it, but then I get scared because with the split screen and the sound, you know, I want to do justice for, you know, for you, you know, the band and whatnot. But dude, I would fucking love. I got to figure this shit out on my end where we're doing some stuff. And we've got something I was talking to you about that in the works in terms of trying to help do something with the bands and the artists to monetize while we're all idle. Fuck. But I did want to hear you play, dude. But
yeah, maybe we can do that sometime. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, I cut you off before and I have a bad habit of it. Who would you say your musical influences were, you know, growing up, that kind of formulate who you guys are as a band now? Because you transitioned a lot going through.
Yeah, it's an ever-changing thing, you know. When you're first starting, you know, you listen to, like, your parents' music, you know, so, like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd from my dad, and, you know, Sabbath, and then my mom, like, The Police or maybe the Doobie Brothers and that kind of thing growing up when I was little. And then I find my own music. I start finding my own stuff like punk rock, which, you know, maybe like NoFX and, you know, Green Day and that kind of thing. Blink-182, you find that stuff. And then you find your own music, which I got way into like, you know, hardcore and metal, like Pantera, Glassjaw. I mean, a million different things. You know, you love Deftones. I mean, I love a million different styles of bands. I mean, Tom Petty, like, all I listen to right now is Tom Petty and the Eagles. That's all I'm jamming recently. And so it's an ever-changing thing. And I think it all goes into your mind. And when you're listening to all kinds of different things, I think it helps you to create something unique, rather than if you listen to one lane all the time, you're going to be more focused on that. I think if you listen to singer-songwriter, you listen to punk, you listen to reggae, you listen to everything, you get all those different vibes and rhythms and lyrics and stuff into your mind, and I think it helps you to create differently. So I try to keep it like a broad spectrum, you know.
Well, shit, you're lucky, because my musical influence from my parents, I was listening to the fucking Bee Gees and Helen Reddy and Donna Summer. I mean, which are all great in their own respect, but that was the music that I was exposed to. So I think when I started playing my first, back then, it was 8-track tapes. It was 8-tracks. So I put the 8-track in there, and then went to cassettes, but it was fucking Ozzy Osbourne. And my parents were like, what the hell is that? I think I was playing Blizzard of Oz back then.
Okay.
And my parents said, what the hell is that? And then my dad would go downstairs and put the fucking Bee Gees on louder. Louder. And then I hear my mom like, put on Helen Reddy. That's what I grew up with in Rhode Island.
Sure. I mean, I'll, you know, the Bee Gees, I'm not mad when the Bee Gees come on either. That's what I mean. I love it. If it's good, I love it. You know, like everything from, you know, like, I think probably Nirvana is probably the reason I got a guitar in the first place, you know, and then like Korn was big for me and their first couple albums came out. I remember just being blown away by them. I mean, it's an endless, endless amount of music. I just loved it, you know, and I was probably too young to be listening to it, but, you know, luckily my parents were supportive and let me, you know, dive into all that stuff. So it's cool.
I mean, that's all. So...
You have a lot of, like, in your band, you do, like, Stone Temple Pilots.
I'm a lot older than you. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm stuck in the 90s, man. I moved to New York. I'll date myself right now. I moved to New York in 1991.
Okay.
When I graduated college. So back then, I would go to a music store called H&M. It was around back then. It was right near my apartment. I'd walk in when I get off of work, every other day I go in there, and they had this we recommend section. And that's how I got exposed. I got exposed. I picked up Pearl Jam's 10 album because it was in the We Recommend album. And I'm like, well, let me just buy that. I've never heard it. All right. Because, you know, the music station, everybody thinks New York is a mecca and you can have all this, you know, music stations get exposed. You couldn't be exposed to shit. And we didn't have back then, you know, the XM radio, Sirius XM. You didn't have all this playing this music. So it was hard to be exposed to stuff. So I would go in there, we go into the rock section, and We Recommend, and I bought that stuff. And I got exposed to, it was Pearl Jam, it was Stone Temple Pilots. And for me, in my 20s, that was my most influential years. So that's, for me, with my band, and it's not about, I don't even want to stop talking about me. Let's talk about you.
No, I mean, it's good. It's
yeah, that's the shit that I like to sing. I'm stuck in that genre. But I go, you know, I go listen to Turbo, and I listen to that stuff, and I'll go listen to Liquid Metal, and I'll go, I mean, I'm all over the place. I mean, what's great? And what's fucking killing me right now is not being able to go out and just catch all this live music. Yeah. Dude, we were supposed to go to Coachella this year to catch that out because I had some friends performing there. We're going to hit Danny Wimmer's concert series with all his stuff. We were going out to Ohio to catch that. So
beyond that,
which is so fucking, it's frustrating. It's frustrating so I'm trying to figure out, you know, how we, as a clothing brand, and how the artists, how we can start to pull stuff together for these fans that are missing out on this live music. Because I like the experience of hearing the music on the radio, going to the concert, buying the t-shirt, hearing the fucking band and having the whole experience of wearing that shit. And I'm missing that. And, you know, for you guys, I mean, that's kind of why I'm doing these sessions right now, is just to keep keep the artists out in the public eye, hopefully expose them to some of our followers and your followers to the brand. Dude, it's we're all in this together. It's fucking hard. Yeah, it's hard.
It is. And it's dope that you're doing that, man. I appreciate it. And I mean, you've been amazing. You know, you work with a lot of bands that I enjoy, that I respect, and then we play shows with a lot of those bands and stuff. And, you know, even like Gavin coming up next, Bush was like one of my first concerts I ever went to. I'm a huge Bush fan, so that's cool. Like shout to him if he's watching this, man.
But he's in here. Yeah, he's in cool. here, dude. And they're huge. great Brother. Fucking people, dude.
Their Razorblade Suitcase tour with Veruca Salt was one of my first or my second show I ever went to in my whole life. So it was like, you know, so it's like important. It was huge, man. It was
enormous. Yeah, that was the second album too, dude. Yeah, man. Listen, I want everybody, please. Go check out their music. Please check out Dead. They've got a couple songs out from the new album right now. And go back to their album from 2017, Misanthrope. Great, great band. Great people. Dude, you guys are I'm here to help you guys. So whatever we got to do together. Look at him. Oh, shit. He's got the polo on. Quick thing. All right, so quickly, what do you like wearing about Cult? What is it you like about Cult?
Best jeans ever. Like anyone I show them to, too, they're all like, oh, those are so sick. So, yeah, best jeans ever. And I love your logo. I love, like I said, individuality. It lines up with me. That's who what I'm all about. So I love everything you do, man. I love the leather jacket. I only have some of it here because I got some of it in Arizona, some of it in storage and stuff. But I got some of it here. I rep it proud. And you know, I try to turn people onto it, you know, as much as I can.
I got to send you my fur coat. I got to send that just because I see you wearing that jacket in the video and whatnot. Yeah. I'm going to send that to you for sure. My guy's pulling it out. This fucking thing right here, I'm going to send this to you.
Oh, yes. Oh, amazing, bro. Yes.
Yeah, it's been everybody comes in here and wears that shit. All right, listen, man. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Everybody, check out Dead. Joe, it was good chatting with you. And I'm going to follow up with something and talk about a few other things we started talking about the other day.
Okay.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, man. Thanks for having me.
Later, man. Shout out to Kyle.
Take care. All right. Cool.
Later. Trying to get Gavin in here. Give me a second. Yeah. Gavin, trying to bring you in, brother. Oh, I'm gonna send it again. Crank it up. Here you go. All right. Where you at?
I'm in a car park of Ralph's. I swear, I'm going out to get stuff. I didn't know what was coming on and didn't want to be late for you. So I stopped one place in Woodland Hills, and then you got your man on there, so I checked that out. And I was like, man, I better drive a little bit, get closer to home. And then I got to get some popsicles. I'm on a popsicle run, you know? That's how I'm rolling in the sunshine.
Dude, you're funny, man. Thank you for coming on, man. Thank you for coming on.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure. You're so generous. You know, like, everyone should know how generous you are. Like, I say, hey, I don't know, Ron. I don't think I can find these pair of jeans I want. Boom, 15 pairs arrives. You know, and I remember when you used to send me so much stuff, and I didn't make a mistake. But I used to be so generous. I remember that one show in New Jersey. You brought me so many jeans. I was like, man. So I gave one to Corey and a pair to Chris. Now everyone's on stage like a cult fashion show set to our music. And everyone's got the same jeans. Me and Chris going on stage. Oh, this is hilarious. So I'm happy that we're all wearing the same shit. But sometimes I go, oh, man, I've got to change my jeans. Not the same look.
Listen. You've got your own style. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I wear white anyway. Chris doesn't like white. He's in New York.
Oh, shit. He doesn't wear white. I got to send you. I have some cool white stuff.
Here we go. Look. It's gonna be a snow flurry.
When you asked me, we're in Long Island, and you show me your pant. You're like, hey man, I got a problem. Can you fix this? My assistant. I'm not even gonna lie. I took this pant. I'm like, oh fuck. Yeah, I don't want to fuck up his pant. So that's that's why I re-sewed a complete new style just in case because just a background story. So
it kind of sums you up. Someone on tour, one of the beautiful assistants we have, great girl, Caitlin. I think she put these wax.
They were wax coated jeans. Yeah,
wax coated jeans, right? So she put them in the wash, and when I got them back, they were kind of screwed up, and you know, you don't want to be all pissy. She's doing all clothes on tour. She's the sweetest girl. So I'm like, oh man. And as soon as I was like, oh man, inside my head, I was like, the only person that can save them is Ron. And so you came and I was like, can you, and you're like, no man, they look cool like that. I was like, well, yeah, but they were so cool in the wax. So you went off to China.
Yeah.
You dipped them in some wax, like, pre-Wuhan style, right? Pre-fat.
Yeah,
pre-fat pants.
Yeah.
It wasn't your pants that did it, right?
No, it wasn't your pants. No.
So that was way, way pre-Wuhan. But and then you sent me three. You made another pair, and then you sent me. Anyway, somehow I got my pair back. They were perfect at how I wanted them. But even that you were like, you know, and then I got two extra pairs. So it just was very typical of you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. So listen, I just want to congratulate you, right? You guys just had your 25th anniversary for right, 16 stones.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it's, you know, kudos to you guys. You have a new album that's coming out. You got a couple of songs
July 17th.
That are phenomenal. I mean, Flowers on a Grave. Everybody needs to go download this song from iTunes or Spotify because the song is great.
Thank you.
The lyrics, the driving sound, dude. It brought me back to what brought me into Bush when I moved to New York, really. And for me, and when I moved to New York in the '90s, when I heard you, I mean, it was one of my soundtrack. It was one of my records that was playing all the time. And I heard the song when actually Chris had said, "Check this out." Shout out to Chris Traynor. What's up? Dude, the shit was really good. So, I mean, let me ask you a question. I try not to get too crazy, but how has the music changed from back then to now as an artist in this whole industry for you? I mean, it's a different game, right?
In one way, yeah, and in other ways, no. Because in some ways, you know, we have this ancient job. We're just like, it's no different to, you know, people that travel in wagons and like be a medicine man and you bring elixirs and potions and then sing some songs. And I don't think it's much different, you know. And so in the sense of that, what we're doing is, you know, connecting with people with an idea and with music. So that's ancient. And that's before us and long after us. But for sure, in terms of how people listen to it and how people get it, yeah, for sure, it's way changed. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's having something that people can relate to and people that like. So we're just, I mean, I can't believe it, but we're real lucky that we're still doing it, you know?
Dude, I mean, we're lucky, actually.
And we're doing it. And we're having so much fun, you know? I mean, the vibe with the band, you know, it's really incredible. You know, everyone is just, you know, it's funny because I'm reading the Mark Lanegan autobiography, which is incredible. It's about to finish it. I highly recommend that to anyone. And he talks about how, you know, something wasn't happy in the screaming trees or how that was. I mean, what I love about us is that there's no fakery. You've hung around with us plenty. Yep. It's like everybody gets along. I like them. I want to hang out with them. I was calling Chris earlier because, you know, about hanging out with him. So with the same with Corey. And I think that comes through with the music because everybody's on the same page and just loves it and loves to play, loves to travel. The days can be hard, but the nights make up for everything, right? Story of our lives.
You guys are definitely family. I mean, I've had the pleasure, my wife and I, and thank you so much for inviting us to so many shows to see you guys. And the one thing that we always notice, dude, is how you go out and really connect with the crowd. So it doesn't matter how big that stadium is or wherever you're playing, dude, you're up at the top and the back, kind of running through and connecting. I don't even know how you do it while singing. And winded.
Like desperation and love, a mixture of desperation and love, you know?
Shit. But your fans love you and you connect with them. It's amazing.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I mean, the way that I see it is that I love breaking the barrier between the stage and the audience. And sometimes you can get into a situation where, you know, you see bands and it feels like they're behind a film, behind a sort of a screen, and it sort of has an untouchable feel. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen now. I'm going to have to do it in a hazmat suit or some shit. You know, I don't know what. I'm going to be in a space suit. I think I should get a diver's outfit, you know? But, I love that because it also is surprising. One of the hardest things nowadays in this world is to be surprising. And so if you can surprise people, and I don't like to do it by rote, even though I kind of do it quite a lot, every night I say, no, not tonight. You know, guys, I don't feel like it tonight. And then as soon as I'm out there, I'm like, I'm kind of full of shit. I'm going for it. You know, I just got to go for it. And I, you know, so I kind of thinking, I got to get some new tricks going. But until then, I just loved, I mean, no one knows what it's like unless you're out there deep on the lawn up there with 15,000 people when you're with a 14,000th person up at the back. And I'd really try to get to the back. You've seen it a number of times. People just can't, people lose their minds because they're like, man, well, I'm experiencing it. But, and you know, so it's kind of fun. It's a real fun. And I do miss it.
How was it doing? I would assume it's very nostalgic. You guys performed back in 99 at the Woodstock. How was that?
Oh, that was wild because we'd been making the science of things. So we'd kind of gone, not underground, but we'd gone in the studio and it came back and it was just, I remember walking out on that stage. I'll never forget that feeling because I love not looking at the crowd, not looking at the stage. I mean, sound checks of the new songs or for covers you're going to do. I don't do that 2-hour sound check to make sure my top end is right because everything changes anyway when people are in there. So it's kind of nonsense. So, you know, just going in there and
walking out specifically on that stage where I think it's 250,000 people, it just was like, wow, shit. You know, you're like, where's my stomach go? And that was a beautiful thing to just be part of that. For me, it's like, especially reading Mark Lanegan's book, it reminds me of this pretty incredibly blessed life that we have. You play these incredible festivals with all these great bands, and I do love it. When you, I love going to see all the bands. I don't sit in my trailer. I'm all about, okay, we get there, got to check out the site map, who's playing, when are they playing, and then you plot your. I just love going to see bands. You know, I like you. I just love that, and I think that it's cool to love people's records and hear about them. But the live thing is where it just. People separate, you know, you find out who is the real, no artifice. They just, that's them. They sing like that. They play like that. They sound like that. And, you know, we all use Pro Tools to add to it. So let's not lose our minds, but you get a real sense of who people are and how much they care about us. You know, I watch someone, I can tell whether they care about what I want, what I feel, you know, or conversely, I see people where they're just like, just phoning it in, which is just like, that's a time to split. So I do love that. I miss that. And with the summer, we had like Australia, big festival in Australia. We had all this European things, and we had 2 months in America, North America here with Breaking Benjamin. You know, it was like, we were poised to have some fun. So we're just in the same boat as everyone else. That fun is on hold. Hasn't gone away.
How's everybody recoup? I mean, so you can't really kind of set up for next year. Nobody really knows really what next year is going to be. So it's basically canceled for the most part for the rest of this year, right? These live, these concerts.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, it is. Which I think is challenging for everyone. But, you know, like the idea of the question was whether it was a good idea to bring out the record. July 17, we bring the record out. And I still don't know if that's a good idea. You know what I mean? I'm like, is this a good idea? Because you can't tour it, so it's something different than normal. But I'm like, fuck it. My manager's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Like, wait, maybe write another one next time. So we'll see how that goes. And I think that also people, it's weird because when we brought out the record, when the terrible September 11th, you know, Twin Towers, a terrorist attack, we had a record out and it destroyed that record. That was called, Golden State. It had the cover of the silhouette of a plane. It was a beautiful cover. Because I was traveling so much between LA and London. So I thought that was really appropriate. It's called Golden State because I was in love with a girl from California. And that destroyed the record. You know, that was the end of the record. Speed Kills was like a warning. In England, Speed Kills is a sign on the streets. So people slow down. We had to change the title, the people that we like. We did everything we could, and then that was the kind of that record went away. And what's weird with Flowers on a Grave is it has this sort of, well, Flowers on a Grave, there's the emptiness, there's the loneliness, there's all those things, there's defiance, but there's mixture with sort of sadness and longing. So I love all those mixtures in the music that we make. And it's a weird thing that I think that it can fit. You know, this record's called The Kingdom. Yep. The Kingdom is meant to be this space free of all these like jerk-off, self-righteous, judgmental idiots we have to deal with all the time, you know? And like, you know, when we're friends, like, you know, we're friends. So we're in the kingdom already. We're like, we don't judge, we're free, we create, we allow to, you know, I want to go check out Dead's version of Eyes Sewn Shut. I was like, what is that? That sounds like the kind of ballad I might like. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that, you know, that stuff. And you just love all that, you know. Crazy time, but I hope it's a good time to bring it out. And it could be the soundtrack. The Kingdom being this kind of place where like-minded people can connect.
I think, you know what, in times like this, I think there's opportunities, there's silver linings, you know, for us. And I think, you know, we can, I have so many artists I've sat back and they're in the same situation where they're getting ready to release an album. And they're like, do we release it now or do we not? I think that and I'll speak purely as a fan to music, that I think for us, we need a source of inspiration and motivation, right? That uplifts us. So for me, more than ever, I want to hear music that kind of can bring me back to where to connect. So selfishly, I'll say release, bring the albums. Let me hear something that reminds me of the good times and inspires me and brings that. So I think as a fan, I think there's, you know, bring the music, let it go. It's hard as an artist. I know not being able to go out and support and tour and do that, because as an artist in this day and age, the music game has changed, and that becomes it's such a big part of how the revenue comes in and touring and tickets and the merch. Dude, it's tough.
I'm with you. I'm not sweating it too much. I spoke to someone the other day who kind of freaked me out about it. I think that, you know, the funny, if you think about it like this, you release a record globally. How many places can you be? So, yeah, I released a record and, you know, someone in North Dakota is like, oh, they're not coming on tour. I'm going to boycott this record. Well, not really. Yeah. You know, they're going to check it out because we're not coming through there yet. Chances are we will be through there because we seem to go everywhere. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm excited for people to hear it. The band's on fire. And I also like doing everything kind of wrong and not how you're meant to do it. And take the textbook and burn it.
Yeah.
You know, because everything, any success I've ever had in my life, and I've been really lucky to have been successful in many ways, has always been born out of generally doing the wrong thing. You know, starting a rock band in London, which was at that time the height of Britpop. So really, Bush was a very uncommercial band because everyone was looking for the next Blur, the next Oasis. Please let us be, you know, any of the bands that we loved. You know, please let us be the Pixies. But no one, so I've always done it wrong.
Gavin, I don't want to, I get like a minute left and I have a few more questions. Can I end this and bring you back in for a couple of, do you have time to talk a little bit more?
When do you want me to come back? Can I get lollies in between or am I going to wait?
I want you to wait. I want to be okay, I want to be that only child. I want you to wait. Because there's a few more things I want to talk about, and I want people to kind of hear this. So,
give me
5 more minutes. So, everybody, I'm gonna end this because there's only 42 seconds left, and this is the first time I'm doing this. But I want to bring you back in because there's a few more things I want to talk about. So, I'm gonna end it. Start it off. Just send me a chat request again.
All right, we'll do.
All right, I'm doing it right now. All right.
So 5 minutes.
Right now, I'm gonna end it and then bring it just right away. Start it up.
All right.
Oh, let it end? First fucking time. Decided to go a little overtime because I want to check Gavin. So let me see if I can get him in here. Gavin, send me another chat invite, Gavin. Gavin, send me another chat. Gavin Rossdale from Bush. I guess I'll...
Do a shot?
I'll do a shot. Fuck, I'll do a shot. Let me get you in here, Gavin. Come back in. Marsh, or can you send him a chat invite? Marsh? Huh? What's up, TP? I'm not sure if Will, you're in here earlier. Let me see. Can you get me in here or what? Gavin? I can't see. There's a lot of chat requests. Come here, come do this for me. Gavin. Hit. Here? Hold on, I got you.
He's not in here yet.
Rob Vera, what's up, dude?
He's not here yet.
So, but can you just search him and invite him or what?
No, he's not in the room.
Oh, there we go.
That's what I'm saying, he's gotta be in the room. That's not him.
Oh.
Yeah. He's back in the room.
Yeah,
so bitch. He drops in the
room or something. Pick up their shit. Gavin, where are you? He went to buy his lollies. His lollies.
He's actually got lollies for his sandwich?
No, he's going to buy some lollipops. Can I search somebody in here? Marsh? Can you search? Oh, you have to be in the room?
Yeah, he's not in the room.
No. He went to buy his lollies. I'm gonna let Marsh try to figure this out. There it is.
No, I'm sending it to him.
Yeah, right there. It was right at the top. No? Gavin Rossdale. There you go. Am I squinting? I'm sending you an invite, Gavin. It's not going through, brother. You gotta be in. You're not in, Gavin. Damn. Send me an invite, Gavin. It's not coming through. I'm trying to send you one. Send it on through. So I got some good questions.
It's not set up yet.
Huh? No, it's not in. Waiting for my boy.
Oh, he was there.
He's there, but it's not. It's hit it. It's not going. Huh? I don't see it. I know. I don't see it. Don't send it. Don't send it to him. I'm sending it. There we go.
No, because he asked me not to, and then I was thinking anyway. I don't want to go back with fruit juice and like some sticks. My kids will be like, "You suck," you know. So I'll do all of. I think the security guards that look at me like, "Why is that guy talking to his phone?" You know, and it's. I might get thrown out of Ralph's.
Yo, happy birthday to your son, by the way. 14.
Thank you. Yeah.
Man, he's a handsome dude. You got
it's
some
so
got
exciting.
Some
you know, the best thing is that he's this great kid. He's funny, and he's really into guitar now. I got him a great Les Paul special, and white one. It's beautiful. And I went in this morning. He's doing school, you know, online school,
uh-huh.
And he was learning territorial pissings off of YouTube on guitar. I was like so happy. The Nirvana track. I was like so proud of him, and yeah, he's an incredible kid. I've got loads of children and they're all funny. That's all I care about. They're funny and they're polite. I think your kids are funny and they're polite. You're all good. There's too many people in the world. Don't have someone who's not funny and don't have someone who's rude.
They might not. Here's what I've learned over the years, because my son is 18, my daughter's 20. And how they act at home is one way, but really how they act out when they're among other people, other families, other people. That's the most important thing, respectful, polite. We hear compliments now. You know, when they're home, it might be a different story, but how they're out with other people is always the most important thing, how they represent. And, you know, that's through years and years of with my kids. And we're blessed to have amazing kids. Blessed.
Right. Yes.
Blessed. I got to get your kids some more stuff, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man. And the best part is so easy. They're my size.
Yeah. Oh, they're yours.
They're my size.
Isn't that so great?
I encourage it. They go into my... You know, they go where my clothes are. They help. I say, have at it. Help yourselves. I got too much stuff. Help yourselves. They get in. I got, you know, my baby, he did lose a really nice chain of mine. I'm a little bit like, it's going to show up somewhere. But I did like that chain. But that's all good. I love it. When they wear my stuff, it makes me so happy, you know.
I'm the same. My son for years wouldn't wear any of my brand. And it broke my heart, actually.
Wow. That's cold. Why so cold?
It was cold. It was just wasn't his style. He started going to St. John's this year in Long Island for college, and he's wearing the stuff now, and all he wears is Colt, which makes me feel good, but it broke my heart for years. So if you're watching, Tristan, know that. I never really told you, but you broke my heart.
But he put it back together now.
He's back together looking great.
Yeah, hey, it's cold. Like, you know, it's a bit like that. You know, if you play a track, I play a track to my kids. You know, I really want them to like it. People often say to me, like, when I've, you know, with kids, like, how do they change anything about, you know, did you write music for them, write songs? I mean, like, I cannot write songs for them. I don't know about that. That's too much for me. That's a little too much Parmesan for me. But what they do is they force you, because I don't want them to think that we suck. I want them to love the band. So they up the ante of the quality. So like with Tristan, you want him to be like wearing it because that shit is really good, you know? He's like, maybe not wearing it when you're starting out. I'm going to try plaid, but weird plaid. Hey, Tristan, you want to wear that? He's like, I'm all good. But now you know what you're doing. You're on the roll. Not that you didn't before, but maybe that's it. I don't know.
It's crazy, right? I mean, listen, you want your kids to like your music. I want my kids to like my clothes. Mm-hmm. And I don't express it, but I put a lot of stock in if my son or my daughter, you know, they're like, wow, that's really nice. And they wear that. I mean, we want our children, because they're our legacies, to kind of appreciate and respect.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, look at my Lee jeans. Aren't they cool? You're like, fuck those jeans.
Fucking Lee jeans. No, I never want to hear the word Zara or Uniqlo or H&M. Those are the three. Those are the three I never want to hear. Those fucking brands.
Which ones do I avoid them?
What you would say?
What are they again? So I avoid them. H&M I got, but which are the other two? So I avoid them.
Zara, H&M, and Uniqlo.
Uniqlo, okay.
Those three I never want to hear. Levi's, they're a legend. Rock on, wear Levi's.
Right.
They're an icon, I hope, someday. But those three disposable brands, no. Okay. Hey, tell me about, because tomorrow you're doing this sleigh at home, right? Is it the 29th or the 30th, the sleigh at home that you're taking part in?
Yes.
Tell me, buddy, what you're doing.
I'm like, you got to tell me. I don't know.
I saw a whole thing posted about...
I'm a terrible person. I don't know. I look at every day. I don't know. What is it? I am probably doing it. It's like people going, hey, you know Mike Joyce? I go, yeah, he's great. I love that guy. Yeah, he says you guys. I love that guy. He just agree to everything. Then I figure it out after. So
then you figure it out. All right. So let me tell everybody what you're doing then.
Great.
I believe on the 29th and 30th, there's a bunch of artists, including Gavin, that are partaking in this thing called Slay at Home, and it's this virtual metal music and art festival.
Ah, yes, great. Yeah, I did hear about that. I'm not late.
No, you're not late.
Yeah. No, we're not late. No, I can't wait. I know about that.
Listen, I'm excited it's to Thursday. Check it out. I'm
it's looking Thursday. At the people We're talking that about are Saturday it. Now. It's like, I don't, it's like that's Saturday, but I can't wait.
I've been watching your sessions when you come on, and I was thinking about asking you to kind of come on and play a little bit. But then, you know, it's like, I didn't want to ask you, but I've been watching your sessions where you're entertaining, you're listening to your fans' questions and kind of talking. And I've seen, you know, you're actually even coordinating. You had an art piece behind you and you're wearing a shirt. You're like, it looks vaguely, you know, it looks similar.
But you'll appreciate that t-shirt. That's an old Hysteric Glamour t-shirt from back in the day.
I screenshot that.
It's funny because I saw it in London at my house and I was like, I got to bring that back, you know? And anyway, so I wore it. But I like doing those things. I've been doing this thing on my Instagram, this Saturday 10. And I just choose, I get all these questions and then I just answer them in real time. And people, you know, it's so funny because I've been around so long. I'm like, sometimes people don't know, they don't get a chance to know what us musicians are like. Because if you think about it, you know, I played Leno when he was around on the Tonight Show, but like 14 times I played it. But I never sat, I'm always at the end doing the mute. But it's so funny. Like I've always thought about this. Musicians, we write the material we have, and so, but yet we never don't often get to be interviewed on the sofa. We're just like the musical guests, and they bring on the actors because the actors are the really super super famous people, but they don't. It's not always their material, so like it's ironic because they want to interview actors much more than they want to interview musicians. So what we get this opportunity is people don't hear me putting four sentences together normally because it's like an interview, then you get edited. It's always through the writer's perspective. So having Instagram Live has allowed people to either kind of get further into us or be like, whoa, that's not what I'm interested in.
That's not what I expected. Wait a minute.
Whereas, you know, Satan's not meant to be like this.
Listen, I forget where I saw it, but somewhere there was something about how you came from England. So let me back up. You were a soccer player. Was there any point that you were going to actually go pro football? Let's call it football.
I played for a semi-pro club when I was like 17, 18. And that was right when I was in my first band. I've only been in two other bands. And I don't know. I just, it was like, I think I had, I was, I'm pretty decent, but I think that if you want to, get to the top of that, of a sport like that, you have to be lightning quick. I'm decent quick,
yeah,
but I don't know if I'm lightning. And you got to be so special. And I just think that I gravitated, you know, when I was hanging out, you know, soccer players in England, it's they're not the sharpest knives in the drawer. You know, there's not the sharpest dressing room to be in the world. You know, ironically, in England, the rugby players, they're usually a bit more fancy and they're really smart. I know it's weird to generalize, but it's the weirdest thing. So I didn't feel a real connection with the kind of, with the guys in the way that I felt connection with the band I was in. And so that was a big factor. That factor and the fact that I think I, and by the way, I was better, way better at soccer than I was at music. So I had way more chance at soccer. But it just transpired. And isn't life amazing how it works out? You know, the way we have these crossroads, we have these moments in time where we just literally have two doors to go through. And, you know, I'm so happy I chose music because it was a barren, lonely place for me for a long time because I just kept on failing, hitting my head against the wall, against the wall, against the wall. And most people who are smarter than I am would have given up way sooner because it just seemed like it was never going to happen. I was like the black sheep of my family because not in terms of socially, in terms of everyone felt bad for me. No money, no future, no hope, no direction. You know, it was a bit unlucky. People felt bad for me. And I was like, you know, I'm glad I stuck at it. And you know what it's like. You got to just 10,000 hours, Malcolm Gladwell, 10,000 hours. You put the time in and good things can happen.
You, I mean, you relocated from England to LA, right? And you, I mean.
No, I only did that when I had a, I stayed in England. No, I was always lived in England, but it's just when I was married and had my first son, Kingston. Yeah. That then it was like, seemed obvious. So now I guess it's like being, literally 15 years I lived in America. But I still keep my place in London because I just haven't been able to cut those ties. You know, I just feel real bad and I love it there. And I do, I was meant to be there this summer for a couple of weeks in between the European tour and then had a little time in somewhere, taking my boys somewhere. Well, actually all my kids, Daisy too. So taking all my kids away. That's not happening now, but so I came, that's what it is. I came to, lived in LA since my son was born.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to, I'm bringing this up and my wife's like, I'm not sure you should bring it up. I'm going to bring it up anyway. One of the things that impressed me when I went to your house the very first time, when I was meeting you through my marketing company back then, I remember walking in and I think it's important for people to know that are artists, I walked in and you were getting guitar lessons, right? And dude, I mean, which is, I left there.
I still do. Like, I've been studying heavily this week. But this quarantine has been about my guitar.
I think people need to know. I mean, people think everything comes naturally. They don't understand the work that goes into the craft and constantly perfecting and getting better. And I left there having the first time that I met you, even having more respect for you, seeing how you work at your craft. It was, I remember I got on the phone right away. I'm like, thank you, that fucking guy was getting guitar lessons. Gavin was getting guitar lessons.
I still do it.
Which is, I think is incredible. I think it's, it shows your dedication to, and I think for all of us.
Well, you think about it like this, right? First of all, I was inspired by Chris, you know, as a human being, but as a you know, he really studies guitar and he's a fantastic, phenomenal guitar player. And so for me, I was just sick of getting lost. I just wanted to get better and better. And, you know, if you think that music can either be, it's 12 notes, it can either be Mozart or Slipknot. It just shows you that there's an infinite ways, the alchemy of music is infinite. And I just wanted to get better. So it's funny, you know, I've been studying a lot of classical stuff, for instance, this last few months, learning how to play Paganini, Mozart, Beethoven, Eric Satie. And when you play, you know, Rossini, you start hearing Tool. You start hearing, you go, okay. And then I was reading up about Adam, the guitar player from Tool, and he studied Suzuki. He's classically trained, and of course, and so you got to fill those gaps in, and it's just like an infinite plane that you can study. And the same with singing. I just get in my son some singing lessons, a guy I studied with, and I said to him, I'm going to get a bunch, right? But I'm going to jump on a few because I want to work on something. I just did a cover of a Peter Gabriel song for some reason. And when I was working on the higher stuff, I just want to work with my guy, go back to him. So I think that there's no end to study. And I think that when you give up a thirst for what you do, a thirst for your creativity, like, what are you going to do? Phone it in? And what are you going to say? I'm perfect. I'm really good. I just have to think of, just think of anyone, like the Beatles, the Deftones, you know, the greatest bands ever you can think about. And you realize, I didn't write those songs yet. You know, they wrote those songs. So I think there's this huge ceiling to reach for in terms of just getting better at your craft. And isn't it better when you know, with you know how to cut, you know how to sew, you know what colors, you know palettes, you know fabrics. It goes on and on and on and on. It never ends. And so it's beautiful. And I think knowledge is king.
Well, for sure. Listen, I tell them, I'm blessed to have an amazing team, like you said earlier, right? Your band, your family, you guys, the chemistry. For me, I'm the same way. I'm blessed to have a team that every day I tell these guys, I learn every day. Mm-hmm. There's something new that I learn from everybody. And I look forward to that. And it's part of this growth process that the minute we think we know everything, there's a minute that somebody's going to surpass us.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know,
and by the way, there's always somebody waiting to surpass us. There's somebody always at our shoulder. You know, that's the way of life. And it's Darwinism. You know, you just survival of the most interesting.
Yeah. So for everybody, I'm going to let you guys. I don't think I've been to a concert where you've not had your dog with you. Oh, look. Look. Sitting there, the dog's like, Dad, when's this?
He's like, he's so bored of me talking. I've been doing promo. You're so boring. I need to sleep. Quick, then I. And tell me about yourself again. I got a nap.
I think we've been to Jones Beach, Atlantic City, Stone Pony, and every place we've been, your dog has been on tour with you.
He's a rescue. You know, he's a rescue, so... He's just, you know, he's just like my little spa. I never had a small dog before. I can't believe that something that small has so much character. I just can't believe it. And everyone loves him. He's got his paws. He's running around. And he doesn't realize that we went to be in Australia, Europe. His summer was going to be screwed. So he's the one person who's like, hey, I got the silver lining. He got that silver lining.
But he can travel with you by the sea, right?
Yeah, but I don't take him international. I don't take him internationally.
Oh, you don't take him internationally?
No. No, it's too much. No. Nationally, you know, across the States and into Canada, no problem. But no, it just makes me, you know, too much, two things. You know, I don't have the guts for it.
Listen, I know you're busy. I'm going to let you go get your lollies. I'm going to ask you again, I think you kind of mentioned it, but the last thing I always ask everybody, what is it about the Cult brand that you like wearing when you're on stage and doing your thing?
I think that for whatever reason, there was another pair I got to talk to you about because I tried them the other day and I was like, whoa. And I'd got them actually sent off, not stepping on your toes, but I had found a pair of, I don't know what they are, of yours, obviously, but, and they were just like they'd worn. And I found this place where they do it black. They dye any color you want. Uh-huh. So I had them super blackened up and I will be letting you know what they are. But, I think it's just the way it just looks right. I generally wear your pants, you know, and you know better than I do which ones they are, but they just sit just right. And I like that. You know, I'm obsessed with, I think that clothes and fashion and style are really important, and they can really make you change your day, make you feel good about yourself, give you a confidence, you know. And words are like, clothes are politics. You know, the way when you leave your house and the way you dress, the way you are, is how you, your intentions for the day. And, you know, if you don't care about the stuff, you don't care about style, and you see it as like sort of secondary, well, I think that it gives you a feeling of confidence and a sort of a, you know, a sense of like belonging to a tribe almost. Yeah. And so I just like that wearability. And, you know, I just, you know, I wear them out real good because I don't, you know, those things, you know, in the Dolce and Gabbana, they got the holes on the back of the thighs. Like, how do you get it? How do you wear the jeans out between your butt and your knee in the back? So all my stuff of yours is kind of ripped and beaten up is because I've worn them on stage and rolled around in my sort of hyper-kinetic state on stage, having fun, getting lost in the music. So thank you for that. I just feel good. And it's just funny when we go out on stage, because generally I would say that definitely three quarters of our band, there's six legs in Cult of Individuality in any show. And so, you know, it's all good.
I'm blessed, dude. Thank you. Listen, thank you.
And I do
so
love
much.
How you, I mean, who's doing this with a brand where you're creating like this, you're having this platform, you've got stuff going. I know you spoke with Chris the other day, you know, fair play to you. You're trying to find ways to just infiltrate in the best way. And that's beautiful.
Well, thank you. For me, it's, I learned early on in my career, when I started in the surf industry, I started with OP and Massimo, that there was a culture that people attached. That was California lifestyle brands. And for me, we were blessed that there was a culture with the music community that embraced our brand. Mm-hmm. And having all these artists wear the product, I'm so blessed and I'm so happy. There's so many different genres. But during this time...
When's your Woodstock? When's the Cult of Individuality Woodstock? When's your Woodstock coming? With all the bands that you supply, half the rock bands in the world.
Okay, so you're mentioning that. Funny you should mention that. And I'm going to hit you guys up for something in California that we kind of have in the works, that because we know that the touring thing's not going to really happen. So as a brand, we've, again, blessed that the music culture embodies what we do. And so fortunate. And I learned when I was at Ocean Pacific and Massimo back in the day that people wanted to buy into the culture. The surf, it didn't matter if you lived in California or yeah. Missouri. I'm watching Ozarks right now, so I'm into that whole thing. So
it's great, it's a great show.
Great show. But I want to try to figure out a way with all my artists that support and wear the brand, that are part of this family, how we can mutually kind of work through this tough time because people aren't touring. So I have something in the works that actually I want to talk to you guys about that could take place in California, because you're all set. You as a band, you're fortunate because many of the bands in this day and age don't live in the same state. Right. You know, I think all you guys are out there. So I got something that I want to kind of work on, because I do. My dream is as a brand is to continue to build a culture, and I would love to be taking this tour thing and these artists and bridging the cultures. And we're blessed as a brand to not be stereotyped as we're rock and roll, we're heavy metal, we're hip hop, we're this. We're the common thread about what we do as a brand is music.
There's only two types of music, right? Good and bad.
There's lots of good and there's lots of bad.
You know, I would say that this time, though, I mean, even though it's been really challenging and, you know, it's been harrowing for a lot of people, the people that really obviously suffered and 100,000 people have died, Jesus Christ.
Crazy.
But, you know, everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. And everything changes all the time. And even though it may seem like, we're never going to get out of this, of course we are. And you and I will be having a beer somewhere. Hopefully we'll be playing a lot of people or not, but just out for the night. And this will be a memory. Post-vaccine, this will be a memory.
Yeah.
There's no way around. What are you going to do? Everyone's going to be like Corona worry for the rest of our lives? No.
I mean, we can't. We can't. I mean,
we've got to be smart, but we're not going to lose our minds, you know?
For sure.
They'll be touring. We'll come back. We just will. There's no doubt about it. I don't have any qualms about that. I just hope that, you know, I expect people to just know the songs of the words of all the songs of On the Kingdom. That's what I expect. People do their homework before we turn up. People know their shit.
They can't know all the words and all the songs if there's only two.
No, but the album's July 17th, and we ain't touring.
Oh, it's coming out July 17th?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. So, all right, so no, everybody's gonna check
that
out.
Oh no, it's that's it. We're in it. We're gonna find out if we're smart or if we're not.
Listen, I don't think there's anything about smart, dumb. I think, like I said earlier, I think people need something to kind of inspire them. So, listen, I started my brand in 2009.
Oh, we're the medicine man come to town. We're the medicine man, you know, rolling that wagon into anyone who's got speakers.
Oh, man. Listen, Gavin, I love you, man. Thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate
it.
Taking the time. Enjoy the kids. Happy birthday. Go get your lollies. And
they definitely would have been fruit juice by now. So we made the right decision. Made the right decision.
I'm going to hit you up later this week, next week, to talk about something too. So
yeah, I'm sorry you didn't have the wrong number. You didn't, you know, got that stalker shit going on. I changed my number. He thought I was blanking you, right?
I'm like, why is this guy not hitting me back? That's not like him.
No, no, I'm there. I was just like, nah, sometimes you got to like, you know, you got to like change. You got to get an alias. You got to leave that shit behind. You know, people giving you grief. You're getting calls at the wrong time of the night. You got to move on. So, I moved on.
Oh, it's all good. But I'm not going to lie. I was losing a little sleep over. I'm like, you know, we be bonding.
Yeah, were we cool? The last time was like, was that I get wasted? Did I drink too many Sapporos of the show?
Was I fucked up? Did I piss him off? What happened? And seriously, I was asking my wife. I'm like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong?
No, it was someone else.
So now,
no, it was someone else.
It was somebody.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. All right, man. Be well.
Listen, everybody, check whatever you're doing tomorrow, the 29th. Make sure everybody tunes in.
Yeah. I'll be advertising on my Instagram, so anyone check there, and I need to check there myself, obviously.
All right, Gavin. Later, man. Thank you so much. Man.
Thanks. And love to your wife.
All right, later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, later. Yo, crank that up. See this? None of you have that yet. None of you have that yet. You know why? I'm the only one. That's right. I'm the only one. It's a prototype. But guess what? This is coming. Crank that up. Let me get a little more bush. This is coming. The new face mask. It's in the work. We're always creating. Always connecting, always creating. So, stay tuned. Check it out. It's hot. So we went over today. We went overtime today with the Cult Sessions. Some great guests. Love Gavin, Joe, Justin. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, I didn't pin the hold on. Let me see who's sending the chat request. Should I pull somebody in? Here we go. Top one. I'm pulling you in. Here we go. I don't even know who this is. We're going to pull you in. Go ahead.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I was not expecting to get pulled on to the session, but...
You're actually the first person I've pulled in to the session.
Why?
Well, first, because we went over. Normally I have all these sessions kind of programmed out where I have the artists coming in. And we actually ran overtime tonight, so we jumped into the next hour. So now I have a little extra time. So how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in.
I was watching some of your sessions just a moment ago, and it was neat to see some of the artists come in.
Thank you. Is it the first time you're tuning in?
Yes. Actually, it is. I got turned on to you by Gavin's post. Thanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, welcome to the Cult family.
Thank you. I was actually working on my computer doing work, listening to the interview. I clicked on there, but I never thought or imagined that you would actually pull me in.
Well, there was a bunch, but you were the top one. So sorry for everybody that was below you, but I just went to the top because I'm lazy.
Well, I was getting ready to leave your session after he left. And then I was like, well, I'll just sit here and listen to what else he has to say. And then you pulled me in here. So thanks for that.
Where are you living?
I'm in Quad Cities right now. I'm in corporate housing.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah, I have a conglomerate and I'm working so hard on getting a utility patent for a medical software program that I developed. Thus, I look so tired from doing it.
I look tired because I'm staying up late every fucking night playing Call of Duty. So
after
watching Ozark and other shit. So
I used to play that game, but it's so, how do I want to put it? Violent and there's no diplomacy.
Yeah, I need a little creative outlet.
No, I used to play Wolfenstein to show you how old I am.
Oh shit! Well, trust me, I'm older than you. Don't worry.
Probably, I'm only 42.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Wow. Oh, you're older, huh?
Oh yeah, I'm up there.
But a lot of the bands I used to listen to a lot myself.
To who are some of the artists you listen to now?
I like some new alternative bands, actually. One's called Renegade. Have you heard of them?
No.
Man Almighty? Righteous Vendetta? Nope. None
so
of these
most
bands.
Of the time I'm listening to most
Fit
of the time
for
from
a
the
King.
Artist. Who?
Fit for a King.
Fit for a King. Fit for a King.
Yeah.
I listen to Octane and Liquid Metal and on Sirius XM. Most of the time, so if I'm not putting a little hip hop, a little rock, a little heavy metal.
Yeah, I listen to a number of different genres all the time.
Nice. Yeah.
But I like your session. I think it's really awesome to see that you actually do a lot of different things for a lot of different musical groups. That's awesome.
We're very blessed that we have such an eclectic culture that really evolves around the music genre. So It's not about rock. It's not about hip hop. It's just about music. And we're blessed that we have all these artists. So I'm trying to keep these artists connected to the community, to people like you and whatnot, and tuning in and hearing about it. So I appreciate you kind of signing in with us tonight.
Yeah, I'm really sad to see all this going on because a lot of people are not going to concerts. And even when it was just starting, some of the country music stars that would come to this area in the Quad Cities, they weren't even getting much into the music. A lot of the people were telling me they were sitting, they weren't standing and listening to the music, they weren't cheering on. It was really starting to get stark. So I don't know what's happening in the music industry as far as people's passions for music.
I don't think the passion has wavered. I think that the opportunity and access has wavered. I don't think passion has wavered at all.
You don't think people are becoming a little bit cookie cutter from the social media?
No, I think society as a whole, right, is being, you know, listening to the news or listening to whatever. But I don't think the passion. I've not wavered. I think the people that kind of tune in is not wavering. I think they're anxious to get out and support and hear. They just don't have that access. And that's, for me, why I do these sessions, to make sure that these artists have a voice to communicate to this audience, be it whether their audience or my audience. Always, I have this thing called always creating, always connecting. We got to keep our eyes and ears and our voice out there for the public. I think people are starving for something. That's what I was telling Gavin. They have two songs that are out. I think people are starving to hear something new to inspire them, to energize them, because we're in this, we're all sitting home, you know, and we're in this time where, and I'm fortunate that I live in a place where I have a backyard where we can go out and barbecue, but not everybody is afforded this opportunity. There's some people living in New York City or different places where they live in apartments and they're confined to an apartment. So I think people are starving. I just think they don't have that access right now. But when it finally does open, their appetite's going to be ravenous.
I hope so. I really do. I like to hear a lot of fusions. a lot of different genres getting together and actually mixing. I think it's a really good thing for people to actually cross over different lines of music that they would not normally listen to. Yeah. I like country, but a lot of people don't realize how great country music is because it is the music of America. You're not going to go anywhere else and hear that.
But country music has, I was blessed to kind of participate in a country music festival on Long Island. Country music has evolved a lot. It's not the days of, sometimes I offend people, it's not the days of Dolly Parton, right? Country music today is a different genre. It's a different vibe. It's a different energy. Huh? We love Dolly. I mean, don't get me wrong. We love Dolly. We love Willie
and
Nelson. We love
Kenny
that.
Rogers gone, our late Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, love, but the music has evolved, and I think it's bridging younger generations, newer generations, people that don't necessarily live in an environment that is, let's say, country music friendly. You know, we live in New York, which necessarily wouldn't be a state that would be country music, but we have friends that are listening to this music, and I hear the influx, and it's a hybrid. There's rock and roll that's coming in. It's a different vibe that's happening in the country music age, and I think it's bridging in new audiences.
True story. I'm excited. I'd like to see more mixes of the symphonies mixed with modern day music as well.
Yes, I agree.
I play violin, so I really.
Oh, nice.
Music. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
The old school type. I didn't learn Suzuki method. I had to learn to read and write music first. But I was taught by a very, very good teacher. She started playing when she was 2 years old, and she played for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Nice.
And yeah, and I still love it to this day. It's something I love to go and watch
music,
performances.
Music cures the soul.
Exactly. Right? Otherwise, we'd all be mass killers.
Yes. Listen, I appreciate you coming in, tuning in for us tonight. I'm going to bring somebody else on in the session right now before we bounce off. Thank you so much for tuning
in. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, DM us. We'll send you a little something for tuning in with us tonight.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye. Let's see if this. Hold on. I got a lot. Let's see. I'll bring this person in.
They have to have clothes on. We have to play
it. Set up. Oh, Wood wants to come in. Let me fucking. You know what? Hold on. Let me bring. Oh, no. I don't want to answer. I don't want to end my session. Cancel this shit. Hold on. Wood. Where the fuck are you? Here we go. You know what, Wood? Come on in, Wid. Wid, you're not in now? Now Wid's not in? I'm trying to bring him in. Wid, he's not in?
You need some clothes.
I'm trying to add him.
He's already late.
Yeah, he's not
in. Go with somebody else. Go with somebody else.
There's a lot of people in here. I can't even.
Just switch it. You did it last and killed it.
All right, one more here. I'm going one more here. This is it. Last one.
Let's see you jumping in.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Let's see. DRG Portraits, you better be in. Coming in right now. Yeah, man. Let them come on in. Says waiting for reply.
He's not ready. He's butt naked. Drop Nexus.
All right, I'm gonna do a shot. He's connecting. It says connecting.
This one there.
I don't see it yet, dude. I hear you.
What's going on, man?
I can't. It says connecting.
It's crazy because this is the finally I get on.
Finally.
And
the shit's not even connected.
And it's not even connected. That's messed up, man. But I'm glad I can at least hear you.
What the hell?
I know they're laughing because it's like he finally.
Mars is sitting here. My me an invite, dude. I'll do it one more time, and then I'm going to end it. Hold on. I'm going to do a shot. I'm inviting you. Waiting for a reply. Listen, everybody, I didn't pin the code. Make sure you guys check out Sessions 30. And make sure you guys go download one song from everybody that came on tonight. Justin Love, Joe Catella from the band Dead, Gavin from Bush. Everybody, please go download a song, screenshot us, DM us, and send us that. And next week we will be announcing the winner of the $1,000 shopping spree. There's my last shot for the night. I'm done. Flash those double X's.
No X portraits.
Listen, it's waiting for a reply. I'm trying, but it's not. Wait, I got a request. Right. Let me see. No, it's a request. Here we go. Last time. I'm going to let him. Because it got. Oh, shit. Really, dude? Oh, wait a minute. Jimmy, come on. Oh, here we go. Jasmine, where are you? Jasmine.
Let's see what this is going to be like.
I'm waiting. People keep sending me requests and I accept them. And then.
One second, guys. I'm on.
You're on?
Shout out to Moneybag Yo.
Shout out to Moneybag.
That shit was hot. He killed it. What's up? How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm about to go take a shot with you guys. Why do we?
Oh, you a shot? So let me. Everybody, this is Jasmine. Jasmine is our Midwest sales rep that handles all the cult sales out in the Midwest part of the country. What's up?
What's up, man? It's been a great week. It's been a great time. Who were we just talking to?
Who was I talking to earlier? I mean, from the artists or who I was just talking to? There was a young lady
Cece was the last girl you were talking to.
Cece was part of the Bush.
Cece was just somebody you brought in randomly.
That was the girl who was following Bush. Yeah.
Midway.
Let's do a shot.
It's awesome.
Is it all?
It's awesome. It's
great. You ready? Oh, what do you got there?
I got Jameson in the coffee cup.
Are you wearing a pair of cult jeans right now or something?
I'm wearing
the bandana.
My bandana. I wear it nonstop.
Whenever actually have a new one coming too for everybody. So, yeah.
Colorway.
Wait, did you see my?
Beautiful, I love it. Oh my God, I love the multicolor. That's the best one I've seen.
Mm-hmm. And a little adjustable on the end.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Colors, they prefer that style. When are we going to?
Yes. When? Probably a couple weeks. It's being finished right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Alright,
so shot, son of a bitch. Marsh is telling me to drink more, but my wife is telling me to stop.
Okay, so a drink of water, a big glass after.
Are you drinking water? You can't toast with water, it's bad luck.
Oh, no, I'm saying drink water.
All right,
cheers everyone. My first cult session.
The first cult session, thanks for tuning in.
What's going on?
Talk to us. Talk to us. What's going on out there in the Midwest right now? You're out there on the front lines with the stores and everything.
Yeah. Stores are starting to open back up. Businesses just like the rest of the country. And, the guys want cult. Want the jeans. Jeans are doing well.
You want to see a little something? Some new shit?
Of course.
You haven't seen yet?
Of course.
All right, so hold on. Let me get up. This is for everybody who's in now. This will be
stuff, or are we all in for the first time?
Spring 21.
Show me denim. What are we thinking 2021? Oh, I love the hardware. And the X on the front. Graphics are going.
Oh, shiznit. Hold on. I'm showing jackets. There's the update to the classic.
Mm-hmm. That's our best seller.
That's a classic coming back. Updated.
And we'll have everything by the summer, July, right?
What?
We'll have everything in July. Lord willing, we'll be in New York. That's the first time I've seen that. Oh, God, I love it. Need it. Need it. They love it.
Leather.
Leather wear. Details?
Yeah, okay. it's all leather. Zipper details. Of course, it's jeans.
Ooh. That. Love it. On the velvet too, right?
Uh-huh.
And the leopard print detail on the front. Love it. Oh. And you're giving it all away for free?
No, for free. Get the fuck out of here for free. This is spring 21.
That's the one. That's the one. You know my hair is lime green right now. Is that lime green?
That's lime green.
Look, it's mint. Look at us.
Woo! Look at that.
Woo! That one's mine.
There's a little teaser, spring 21. This will be the only time anybody's seeing this shit until spring 21. This is a teaser. This is what this team's been working on.
Wow.
I need to shoot it with the green guitar. Lucky bastard. Lucky bastard. Sick. Sick, yeah. What are on the arms? Bats? You've added bats to the arms.
Of course, this is a little
fire.
Uncle Gideoni doing his thing with the lucky bastard. The lucky bastard.
How the boys doing? How's the design team?
The boys are good. We're grinding. We never stop.
What a great job. You just sit in the basement. Are you guys back in the showroom now designing?
No. We're not back in the office yet.
Coming back.
We're in the office now.
Fire. Is that an ass?
Woo! Clean.
That's real.
So that's it.
No more. That's it. I'm done.
I got screenshots.
There's a little jumpsuit action. Oh.
Jasmine wants that
now.
I need that now. That
looks
really good on.
Bang
it on.
Somebody else that one. That's my favorite. Put it away.
Jumpsuit. Put it away. That's it. Yeah, you know what? I'm done. That's it. That's all I'm giving.
All right, bud.
Shout out the stores.
So shout out some of the stores in your territory right now that are supporting the brand.
Yo, shout out to my guys, High Level Fashion in Columbus, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. We got
Woo!
No Limits in Southfield, too. Designer Warehouse, she's been killing it too. And Detroit, all my guys in Detroit. Heart goes out to my guy, Trendsetters. He's in Minneapolis. Prayers, Minnesota. Prayers up for Minneapolis, Minnesota, and everything that we got going on there.
City Man? What about City Man?
Of course.
Capil.
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 My guy.
Oh, Wait, you know what? I got another guy who's tuned into us right now. Sammy, what's up?
What's Sam?
Sammy from the Bronx.
So many Sam's.
Yeah, he's here in New York. Longtime supporter of the brand. Puffer Reds out in the Midwest.
We got to get Kapil on here.
We're going to start doing something a little different, too, moving forward, where we're going to start bringing in retailers a little bit.
Okay.
Aside from bringing in the artists to talk about the brand and help support these, not only the artists to support the brand, but also the retailers that are the living, breathing pulse of what we do as a company. Without these retailers, we right. wouldn't be able to survive. So we appreciate their support, and we want to start bringing them in to talk about what they're doing and support them as well.
Yeah, also, big shout out to my guy, Scott Status, Indianapolis, my guy, Status.
Nice.
Great with the brand. He's the only one out there. Go check out his store in Castleton.
As a brand, we're so fortunate to be supported by so many of these amazing retailers that embrace the product, and without these people, we would be lost. And without these musicians that constantly wear and the product and tag us and
to support
Capsule. For you, you're in here, dude. What's up for you, Caps? You're in here right now, dude. Thank you for supporting the brand. Without these people, we would be lost. We're here to support you. We're here to be part of this process that we're going through right now. I try not to get too negative with this COVID thing, but we're all in this together. And I appreciate everybody's support, and I appreciate everybody being a part of this cult movement. You know, it's a play on words when people say part of the cult, so to speak. It has a negative connotation, but honestly, being part of the cult is positive, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's the evolution of what we do as people and life. So thank you so much. Thank you for Jasmine being on the front lines, handling the Midwest. Thank you for Corey out in California. Thank you for Orlando out in the East Coast. Thank you for Dean here in the New York office holding it all down. Thank you for Mars and Wynn and Slusa and Brett for holding down the marketing. Thank you to my wife, Christine, for honestly keeping me going with everything day to day, because without her, I wouldn't be able to do it. Jasmine, thank you so much for being part of the family. Jerry.
And retailers, too.
Thank you for the intro. Rasha, behind the scenes.
Hi, Rasha. She's here.
Rasha's here doing her thing right now. So we are blessed. Everything that happens for us as a brand, nothing happens as an individual. Nothing happens as me alone. It happens as a team. Orlando, Angelo, Gideon, my two designers that fucking kill it with me season in and season out to bring this fire product. Without these guys, Katie, what's up? Congratulations on the baby. Listen, we're all family, and I think that's what makes this whole process work, is that we're all family and we're all together. And I think it makes it organic. And I think it, for us, everybody that becomes part of this family with the brand, just is, it makes everything special. So I appreciate everyone that's tuned into us tonight. With all the artists, and everyone's tuned in for 12 sessions before. Dude, we have 10 countries, actually. I was just notified. There's 10 different countries that are represented in this live feed right now. So, you know, thank you so much. It's impressive, and it's humbling to know that we're reaching abroad and expanding and bringing this culture. That's music meets fashion. So, Jasmine, thank you for being part of this team. Everybody, thank you very much. Everyone's doing. And we're going to tune in next week for Cult Digital Sessions 14. It's crazy.
All right.
Jasmine, thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anytime, I'll pop back in.
All right. Make sure you're wearing cult jeans, too, because I know you're always posting wearing that.
Yeah, of course. Everyone follow me, JYMMYYY. Catch up with the latest clothes we got in, what we got going on. I'm your Midwest representative. This is my boss. He's the boss.
I'm the janitor. I just cleaned the mess. I'm just happy to be part of the family.
Not at the end.
All right. Later, Jasmine. Samir, what's up, dude? What's up, Samir? How you doing? Listen, I'm getting tired. I'm actually really fucking hungry right now, too. I got some banchan chicken coming.
Well, they didn't pay.
They didn't come yet?
You got cold banchan chicken.
Is it cold? Is it here?
It's been here for a while.
Oh, it's been here for a while? They didn't pay. Oh, sorry.
I'm so hungry.
Listen. Thank you again to Rhythm for bringing the beer to the house. Everybody's been drinking that. It's really tasty.
Very good beer.
Rhythm. Check it out.